The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Maybe you've noticed, as you get older, the computer screen gets fuzzier and fuzzier. But suppose the screen was smart enough to compensate for that.
Rather than relying on corrective lenses for the viewer, our objective is to change the light that's coming out of the display in such a way to compensate for these visual problems.
Which is possible when you have a computer screen that focuses itself. More after this. In a dark laboratory in Berkeley, California, Professor Brian Barsky is testing a small smartphone screen. In front of the screen, he sets up a series of lenses to simulate various vision problems. He's developing a system that can alter display screens so that no matter what your vision problem may be, the screen itself can compensate.
That's the concept. We're going to compensate for the particular aberrations that are in the viewer's eyes by modifying the image that's going to be displayed.
Professor Barsky teaches computer science and optometry, and he realized that computers could essentially reverse engineer almost any eyeglass prescription and then display information in a way that compensates. So while the rest of the world may be out of focus, your computer screen will always look like National Geographic. A happy side effect is that once the screen is tailored to your particular eyes, it'll look like a blur to everybody else.
Anybody else looking at it says, gee, it looks like a very strange image. But in fact, when we then look at the image that's captured on the camera, it looks to be in sharp focus.
So far, the technology can successfully replace ordinary reading glasses. But eventually, he thinks it can compensate for even the most complex vision problems. How about that? Instead of you having to conform to the machine, for a change, the machine would conform to you. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.